Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents D.C. Everest Basketball. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to a D.C. Everest boys and girls basketball doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Kind of mixing things up tonight, the boys' game will be first against Walsall West. And then the more important girls' game is the Evergreens are playing for the conference championship. A win will guarantee them no worse than a tie for the Valley Conference title. They can win it outright if they post a win next week against Stevens Point on the road. So that girls' game, which will tip off around 8 o'clock, is going to have a lot of interest. When the boys played Walsall West earlier this season, it was a blowout. A 63-39 win, as the Evergreens probably don't have the horses to outclass many teams, but they did that to Walsall West, and if they can post another win tonight, well, then this will be a pretty good six-day stretch for D.C. Everest. It'll be three wins in 6 days as they put that four-game losing streak from earlier in the month further in their rearview mirror. This is also the last game the Evergreens will play at home in the regular season, so it is senior night. We have three seniors to honor today, Nick Sarakowski, Jacob Stroik, and Kyle Kurtenbach. We'll talk about them a little at halftime. This is also the Evergreens' last game that completes their body of work before the coaches gather for the seeding meeting, which is coming up this weekend. And you know, the Evergreens, you'd like to avoid being a seed towards the bottom because you wind up getting such a tough opponent in the first round. And you know, where the Evergreens fit in their sectional is really up for debate because there are a lot of teams that are hovering right around 500. The Evergreens come in at 8-11 tonight, and they are two games below 500 in Valley Conference play, looking to improve their record at the expense of the Walsall West Warriors. West is in last place, 1-9, their only conference win against Merrill, who were Evergreen victims last time. The Warriors come in at 4-16 overall. Carly Ray Jepson plays in the background. There's a story behind that. Back on Saturday afternoon when the Evergreens played their game at the junior high school, well, when they got to the CD player that's attached to the sound system, well, it's a junior high school. Their regular mixtape for pregame warm-ups wasn't there. But the greatest hits of Carly Ray Jepson, which may sound like an oxymoron to some of you, was played before the game, and they played pretty well. So this is a tradition that we have to get rid of, but hopefully without a loss tonight. We'll be back with the start of our game after a three-minute break. Boys basketball tips in five. D.C. Everest and Walsall West. Back in three on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor D.C. Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know, you're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley, getting ready for boys basketball first, followed by the girls game around 8 o'clock. Crowd is coming to its feet as our national anthem is about to be performed by the D.C. Everest Pep Band. Job with our national anthem. Obviously, we'll be entertained by the Walsall, the D.C. Everest Pep Band later on this evening. We expect a very big crowd. Of course, the Walsall West Warriors bring a lot of their fans here. It's just a crosstown trip. And this being senior night and the last regularly scheduled home game for the Evergreen Boys, big crowd to wish off the seniors tonight as well. Starting lineups will be introduced. And, you know, you start and end when you talk about the Walsall West Warriors with Taylor Penn. One of the problems to the Warriors is that once you get past Taylor Penn, who's among the leading scorers, Walsall West gets very thin right away. When these teams met before, Penn had three threes, 19 points, high man overall, but a game that really wasn't very competitive. And the Evergreens' three seniors being introduced to the crowd at center court. There's Nick Sierakowski right in the center circle with a big smile. Sierakowski had that ankle injury that kind of messed up his football season as starting quarterback, missed a lot of time. The ankle bothered him earlier in this basketball season, but he's been playing very well as a good ball control player for the Evergreens. Kyle Kurtenbach has by far the best vertical leap on the team and is probably the best all-around athlete. and Jacob Stroik, a big body who's given the Evergreens some valuable minutes off the bench. Those are the three graduating seniors for the D.C. Everest Evergreens being introduced to this big crowd on senior night at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Busy, busy night for the athletic department. We have the boys and girls doubleheader here. The Evergreens hockey team, 7-0 winners last night over Merrill, are also in action just across the way at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. They have an out-of-conference matchup against West Salem. That's also senior night. We imagine the JV there will see a lot of time as that is their last game before the hockey playoffs begin next Tuesday. The Evergreens have a home game in the first round of the playoffs Tuesday night at Greenheck against Tomahawk. That game will be on Fox Sports Radio as well. So gradually, the regular season winding down for many of our winter sports and the postseason getting underway. Evergreens will wear their home white, trimmed in green. Nice clean look for the Evergreens and the Wausau West Warriors in their royal blue with gold trim. The Warriors have a height advantage. We pointed that out when these teams met earlier over at West. Just I'm not sure the Warriors get an awful lot out of their height. Many of their taller players, I mean their bodies, they can get some rebounds. But I'm not sure once you get past Taylor Penn, we have a lot of natural basketball players on the Wausau West varsity. We may have players that are taking part in other sports. Maybe they're playing basketball just to keep themselves active or in shape during the week. The Wausau West has been a struggle here. And as they gather at the center circle, freshman Jacob Tordson is going to jump against senior Kyle Kurtenbach. Tordson is in there because of his size. He's 6'4". Warriors will have the height advantage as we get today's game underway. All right, it's the first of two girls basketball to follow the boys game with the Evergreen girls playing for a share of the conference title. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle controlled by the Evergreens. Kurtenbach tapped it back to Jacob Stroik. Seniors all getting the start, all three out on the floor for the Evergreens' first possession. Stroik got a touch, too. Now goes over to Sarakowski, and now Kurtenbach is down along the baseline. Kurtenbach has his dribble, hands over to Sarakowski, looks to drive, gave back to Kurtenbach, and he's fouled. Kurtenbach was going to alter his shot, knowing that he was going to draw some contact. Didn't really have a chance of putting that ball in from along the baseline, but he will have a chance from the free throw line for two. Mason Bedarski, one of the taller players out on the floor, picks up the foul. And Kyle Kurtenbach, who's a pretty good free throw shooter, is going to get a pair here. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Well, I did not jinx Kyle Kurtenbach, mentioning his good free throw shooting skills. His first is good, and the Evergreens have an early lead. You know, when you come into a game knowing that you're the better team, you'd like to get up on your opponent right away. You don't want to let them hang around. Kurtenbach's got two. Evergreens drift back into half-court man-to-man as Wausau West gets their first touch. The Evergreens did just that the first time. They built a big lead at halftime, and they widened in the second half. Here's a three from the corner, and that's a miss. A little bit long there from Penn. Follows in, gets his own rebound. That's Jacob Tordson. Tordson puts it back up and in. Offensive rebound and the first basket for the Warriors. Tied at two, just 45 seconds into this one. Kyle Kurtenbach works around to Sarakowski. Now into freshman Riley Peterson's hands. Back up to Jacob Stroik. Only Evergreen that has not touched yet is Stephen Weir, and they're trying to free him up along the baseline. He's on the weak side. See if they set that high screen for him. Nope, they had him and didn't find him. Nick Sarakowski works around. Sarakowski picks up his dribble, gives it over to Stroik. Minute in, tied 2-2. And now here's Stephen Weir with his first touch up high. He goes to Riley Peterson. Evergreens are deliberate. Now to Stroik and to Weir around the corner. There's the entry pass down low to Kurtenbach. He's still 10 feet away from the basket. Looks to drive in. Gives it back to Sarakowski, who is open and decided against shooting. Kurtenbach directing a little traffic. Like he wanted to get Weir free for a three, but Weir was on the other side of the court. And now over to Riley Peterson. Evergreens have taken a minute off. Long swing to Stroik. Thought about the three on that high screen. Pulls up for a 10-footer from the baseline. Missed everything. Out of bounds. Riley Peterson got the long offensive rebound. Evergreens will get another look. Evergreens are going to take almost 2 minutes off the clock on this possession. Very deliberate. Looking for something inside. Stroik. Sarakowski was roaming around down low. He doesn't have the height there. And now a long two from Kyle Kurtenbach. Rims out. Wausau West gets the rebound. Mason Bednarski got the rebound. And here's a three coming up from Taylor Penn. Too long. Long offensive rebound to the Warriors. Jacob Tordson pulls back out, and now here's a three from the other side, and that's up and in from Jacob Reeder. And the Warriors have their first lead, 5-2. Reeder with a long three from the far side. See if the Evergreen have an answer. Bounce pass to Stroik, foul line extended. Bodied up there in the paint and decides to go back out to Sarakowski and now over to Kyle Kurtenbach. Now to Stephen Weir. This is a long two straight on, and Weir left that one short. Bounced off the front rim. Rebound to the Warriors. Jacob Tordson along the baseline driving is Taylor Penn. Taylor Penn is fouled. He's going to get himself to the free throw line here. BC Everest Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Kyle Kurtenbach committed that foul along the baseline. And Taylor Penn, leading scorer for the Warriors, one of the leading scorers in the Valley Conference, gets a pair of free throws. His first is good. He'll get a second. It was 63-39 when these teams met earlier, and the Evergreens have won their last eight meetings against the Wausau West opponents. Taylor Penn has just hit both of his free throws, and his team is now up 7-2, and that's seven unanswered points for Wausau West. Evergreens don't want to fall much further behind here in the early going. Here's Kyle Kurtenbach. On Kurtenbach dribbles. Go back out to Riley Peterson, and now to Nick Sarakowski. You know, the Evergreens look a little unsure of where the shot's going to come from here. Now to Riley Peterson. Peterson goes over to Sarakowski, who now looks to drive in, kicks it back out to Peterson. Three ball underway, left it short, round out, unable to control it. Kurtenbach, though, he saves it. Great save to Weir, but Weir can't corral it, and Wausau West has the ball. So a one-and-done trip for the Evergreens, and West has the ball again. Mason Bednarski goes down low, got a whistle, and that shot just rimmed out. Wausau West almost had a chance for a three-point play there. And instead, we're going to have two free throws coming up for Taylor Penn again. And Kyle Kurtenbach has just committed his second foul. Kurtenbach is going to come out here, and the Evergreens are going to send in three new players looking for some different offensive combinations, and that's a good move early on from Coach Corey Heckel. Taylor Penn's first free throw is good. Grant Van Grinsven comes onto the floor. Chris Cornish comes onto the floor, and so does Jake Giebert. As Sarakowski, Kurtenbach, and Stroik come out, and that free throw is no good. Rebound for the Evergreens. Chris Cornish, cold off the bench, clears the boards. It's 8-2. Wausau West is off to a good start. Now Cornish works around to Grant Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven thought about driving, was open from the free throw line, did not pull the trigger, goes back out to Stephen Weir. We're going to go under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter, and the Evergreens are off to a slow start in this boys' basketball game. First of two girls to follow tonight from the Evergreens Fieldhouse. Van Grinsven kicks it out to Riley Peterson. Peterson a little gun-shy from behind the three-point line. Open for a moment, decided not to take it. Giebert now handles up high, and here's Stephen Weir. Weir picks up his dribble. Defender quick to him. Now here's Giebert into the paint. Giebert was bodied up. Gives over to Cornish. Cornish in traffic, stripped, able to get the ball back. Now to Weir along the baseline, kicks it back out. Evergreens will reset. 3:45 to play. These have been long possessions for the Evergreens. And the Evergreens have not scored since the opening 45 seconds. Almost knocked away from Giebert. Evergreens now knocked out of bounds and turned over on a bad pass. Giebert was looking to set up Weir in the far corner for a three and threw it out of bounds. 8-2 Warriors, and they have the ball back with 3.5 minutes to play. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Evergreen Sports. Wausau West walks it into the front court. Wausau West, who'd have thought they got off to this good start? Here's a whistle along the baseline, and Mason Bednarski, as he started his move to the basket, traveled. And you know the difference here, Evergreens have had their turnovers up. And that's the first time that the Wausau West Warriors have turned the ball over. Riley Peterson's going to get a breather, and Nick Sarakowski checks back in, bounces into Van Grinsven. Wausau West will pick up half-court man-to-man as we come into the front court. And now to Stephen Weir, up high to Giebert, straight on three for Jake Giebert, left that one short. You know, he hit a couple of threes on Tuesday night against Merrill. I still don't think that's Big Jake's shot. Left that one short. Evergreens 0-4 from the floor since getting the early two free throws from Kyle Kurtenbach. So the Evergreens have not hit a field goal. Here's a give and go down low, freeing up Mason Bednarski. And Bednarski took advantage of a double team up high. He had room down low and got an easy basket. It's 10-2. The Evergreens want a timeout here. Nope, they'll play on in the front court. Nick Sarakowski drives along the baseline, double-teamed, kicks it back out to Van Grinsven in the paint, spins, underhand, scooping shot, he missed. Van Grinsven in traffic changed his shot and hit it off the backboard, but did not get the rim. Here's a three from the left side. That's an air ball. Saved by Bednarski to one of his teammates, and Walsall West gets the ball back. Jacob Rader. Rader now gives it over to Taylor Penn. Rader, three. That one rims out, and Jake Giebert gets the rebound. 2:10 to play. It's been all Warriors in the early going. 10-2. Evergreens have dug themselves a little bit of a hole to dig out of. The Evergreens, again, still don't have their first basket from the floor. Kyle Kurtenbach's free throws, only scoring for D.C. Everest in the game so far. Under 2 minutes. Van Grinsven up high, now to Giebert, top of the circle. Goes over to Sarakowski, now to Weir. Tried to free him up for a three, fakes. Now to Sarakowski, three ball is in the air. He missed everything. Nick Sarakowski from the baseline, cold. Taylor Penn got the rebound for Walsall West. Not much going right for the Evergreens early on. Here's Mason Bednarski again, gives it in the corner. Carson Weber, now a three, and that's a long miss. Taylor Penn tried it. Sarakowski gets the long rebound. Evergreens want to be a little more up-tempo here. Now gives over to Stroik to Weir in the corner. Weir did not have an open look for the three. Weir is double-teamed, goes up high to Van Grinsven. 1:15 to play in the first quarter. Evergreens, again, still don't have their first bucket, only free throws. Now in a rotation play, down low to Chris Cornish. Cornish is fouled as he missed a shot underneath. You know, again, if Cornish is a little bit stronger and goes up with more authority, he'd be on the line looking to complete a three-point play. Instead, it's the second free throw attempt coming up for the Evergreens, and Mason Bednarski picks up his second personal foul. So Chris Cornish will get a free throw, and he misses the first. So the Evergreens have gone, this is a 6.5-minute drought here for D.C. Everest. Cornish is going to get one more. Evergreens have to get something to go their way. They trail by 8 in the early going. Cornish has the ball in hand for his second free throw, and he got that one. 10-3. Clock's now moving, and we're going to go under a minute on this possession. See if the Warriors want to hold for one. Noah Dickerson picked up his dribble, got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul up high. This is before the shot. This will be a non-shooting foul, but it'll be against the Evergreens with 59 seconds left in the quarter. Coach Corey Heckel is up off the bench. Doesn't like what he sees there. Chris Cornish called for the personal foul. It's kind of like the Evergreens are playing in slow motion. Kind of a sleepwalking kind of game. Off the inbounds pass, there's a miss from close range from Carson Weber. Evergreens get the rebound. Nick Sarakowski. Evergreens have 50 seconds to work with and a 10-3 deficit. We are late first quarter. Brady Eckert has checked in. Is the Evergreens looking for better combinations? Looking for a better spark here. Van Grinsven picks up his dribble, now goes over to Eckert, and now to Jake Giebert in the corner. Giebert is guarded by Taylor Penn, thought about driving, instead goes back out. Nick Sarakowski's got the ball. Half a minute left, first quarter. Evergreens again still looking for their first basket from the floor. All 3 points, all from the free throw line. Pass goes down low to Giebert. Giebert's 10, 15 feet away, drives in traffic. He's fouled, and his shot just missed. And you know what? Nope, no foul. 3 second violation. Turned over. And they'll put Jacob Stroik back in. Chris Cornish comes out. 17 seconds left, and Walsall West gets the ball back. Warriors lead 10-7. Evergreens are looking to trap here. Pass goes down low. Kyle Nickel. Nickel in traffic. He's blocked by Jake Giebert. Giebert went right up, got all ball. 3 seconds left. Pass down low. Ahead to Brady Eckert, who got ahead of everyone, and Eckert gets a layup to end the first quarter. So with just 2 seconds left in the first quarter, the Evergreens got their first basket from the floor, and they cut the Walsall West lead to 10-5. Still not a good first quarter for D.C. Everest. Maybe the second quarter will be better. It starts in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Second quarter gets underway, and Wausau West will have the ball first with a 10-5 lead. Well, the Evergreens are not a good enough team to beat anyone just by showing up, and they barely showed up in that first quarter, a pretty lethargic start. Wausau West swings over to the weak side. It's in Kyle Nichols' hands. Nickel works around now to Taylor Penn. Penn has 3 points, all of them from the free throw line. He lit up Everest for 19 when these teams met before. Now Taylor Penn, foul line extended, and he hits. Hit over Nick Sarakowski. And it's 12-5. Riley Peterson back into the game to start the second quarter, and Peterson brings it up to the front court. Now to Giebert up high. Giebert still has his dribble and works around to Stephen Weir. Weir is bodied up right away. Gives up to Peterson and now to Sarakowski. Giebert rotates up high again. Over to Stephen Weir and to Riley Peterson. Peterson looks to drive along the baseline. They're going to call a hand check against one of the Wausau West defenders. Carson Weber and Kyle Nickel were both in the vicinity. Let's see who they get. It's going to be on Carson Weber. Three team fouls on each of these clubs. Evergreens inbound underneath their own basket. Nick Sarakowski, inbounds pass, knocked out of bounds by one of the West defenders. Taylor Penn tried to disrupt that inbounds pass, and the Evergreens will put it in play again. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Nick Sarakowski to trigger in underneath his own basket. And Sarakowski gets it into Giebert behind the three-point arc. Evergreens will work from the outside here. And Nick Sarakowski picked up his dribble. Goes around to Giebert, now to Riley Peterson. Peterson guarded closely. You know, Peterson, I think, should be able to drive here. He does, muscles in, and Riley Peterson is fouled. He's going to get himself to the free throw line. Yeah, I think Riley Peterson is fast enough to drive on Kyle Nickel or Carson Weber. And he's going to get himself to the free throw line. Carson Weber just picked up his second. Evergreens have only Brady Eckert's basket from the floor, everything else from the free throw line, and Riley Peterson's first is good. And as a team now, the Evergreens are 4-5 from the free throw line tonight, with one more coming for the freshman Riley Peterson. Peterson's scoring is up in the second half of the season, just like Coach Corey Heckel would like. Peterson is a good ball handler, good creator for his other teammates. Coach Heckel says he'd like to see Peterson score more. Just scored one more from the free throw line. It's 12-7. Warriors lead trimmed to 5. They're into the front court with Jake Torkson. Here's a pass down low on the baseline. Nick Sarakowski tries to cut off Taylor Penn. Spins. Fouled. Shot rolls off the rim. No good. Penn almost got himself to the free throw line for a three-point play. Instead, Nick Sarakowski's called for the foul. Sarakowski's first. Team fouls again, even up at 4-4. And Taylor Penn goes to the free throw line for his fifth and sixth attempts, and he hits the first. He'll get one more. 6:47 to play until halftime. Evergreens will take Sarakowski out, put Grant Van Grinsven back in. I think defensively, Van Grinsven is the Evergreens' best defensive player, man-to-man. You probably like him matching up on Taylor Penn, even though Penn would have a height advantage. A second foul is a miss, and the ball is tied up between Van Grinsven and Andy Yang, and on alternating possession, it's going to go to D.C. Everest. So the Evergreens will have a six-point deficit, trailing 13-7, and they will have the ball on the alternating possession. Riley Peterson brings it up to Stephen Weir. Weir bounces into the corner. Kyle Kirkenbach back in with those two fouls, finds Giebert down low. Giebert is reached in. They're going to call another jump ball, and this one will go back to Wausau West. They double-teamed down low on Giebert, and one of the West players able to get a hand on the ball. So that's an empty trip down for the Evergreens. Minute and a half into this second quarter. 13-7 West, and they've got the ball back. Taylor Penn thought about driving along the baseline. Goes back out to Jacob Tortson. Works around to Noah Driekensen. And now Penn from the baseline. That's a tough shot. Tried to go backboard, running towards the baseline. He missed. Van Grinsven gets the rebound for the Evergreens. And that's a one-and-done trip for the Warriors. Warriors have been kind of stuck. They haven't had a shot from the field for a while. Taylor Penn had one earlier in the second quarter and nothing since then. So both of these teams are cold. Evergreen swing cross court to Stephen Weir. Tried to set up a three. He bobbled the pass and didn't let the shot fly. And now Van Grinsven on the clear out. Drives in. Van Grinsven scores. Van Grinsven saw one of the bigs coming at him, altered his shot, and still made the layup. 13-9. It's the closest the Evergreens have been in a while. See if they can get a stop on defense here. David Simon is in. And now back up high. Ball stripped. Picked his pocket. Riley Peterson takes it away for the Evergreens. Evergreens did not have numbers. Peterson pulls it back out. It is a turnover. Evergreens look to cut into this lead. It's a two-possession game now. They can get it down to a one-possession with a basket. Thought about Riley Peterson for three. Drives in. Now goes down low. Chris passed there to Van Grinsven. Picked up his dribble. Forces his shot. Missed everything. Offensive rebound. That was Cornish who got the rebound and gave the Evergreens another possession off a bad misfire from down low. Now to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's low on the blocks. Looks to spin in. Tries to go up strong. He ducked underneath the player. Ducked underneath Penn. And Kyle Kurtenbach scored. Kyle Kurtenbach, that's the athleticism the Evergreens are looking for. And they're back within 13-11. Momentum is now wearing an Evergreens white and green jersey. Here's Penn pulling up from the free throw line. Missed. Wausau West called. Riley Peterson. Rebound for the Evergreens. D.C. Everest can claw right back from this early eight-point deficit. They can tie or take the lead with a three. And now it goes to Riley Peterson in the corner. Weir wants the ball. He wants to let a three fly on that weak side. Peterson didn't see him. Peterson thinking about driving, picks up his dribble, now goes back out to Van Grinsven. 4.5 minutes left in the first half. And now Peterson looks to drive again along the baseline, too strong, and rebound goes to West and Taylor Penn. So the Evergreens had that shot to tie it, a Riley Peterson drive that was too strong. Penn, the other end, in traffic, dishes off for one of his teammates, and there's a miss underneath, but a foul. Free throws are coming up here for David Seaman. And the foul is going to be on senior Kyle Kurtenbach, who's just picked up his third. So this is too bad. On senior night, Kyle Kurtenbach's playing time is going to get cut into a lot. It's going to come out here on the next stoppage. David Siemens, a junior. Let's see what he can do from the free throw line. He can make the first one. He just did. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. This is a boys and girls doubleheader tonight on Fox Sports Radio. The West Everest girls game follows. Wausau West will try and be spoilers. The Evergreen girls claim a share of the conference title with the win. David Seaman got both his free throws, 15-11. Wausau West led 10-2 at one point in this game. The Evergreens got off to a slow start. They've clawed back into it. Evergreens had an early 2-0 lead and has not seen the lead since then. Van Grinsven walks it up. Now over to Giebert up high, and now to Riley Peterson. Peterson down to Chris Cornish. Cornish came in, and Kurtenbach came out. Eakert is back in the game as well during the stoppage. Cornish up high, and now over to Riley Peterson. Try and get a switch off here, and the pass goes down low, almost knocked out of bounds. Cornish retrieves it in the corner. Evergreens have a pass down low to Giebert. Giebert is blocked. Blocked there from Jake Reeder, and Wausau West looks to run the other end. Layup is up and in. Taylor Penn. Taylor Penn's got eight. Leads back up to eight, back to 6 points, 17-11. One of the few times in this game that one of these teams has been able to get points in transition. And now bounce pass down low, got a reach in here as Chris Cornish was going for that pass along the baseline, and the Warriors fouled him. Jacob Tordson, the tall freshman, picks up his first. Nick Sarakowski comes back in, and Chris Cornish comes out. Evergreens will inbound the ball. This is a non-shooting foul, and the Evergreens will put it in from underneath their own basket. Riley Peterson will inbound, and the Warriors are contesting this inbounds pass. It is bounced in to Jacob Stroik. Stroik goes up high to Nick Sarakowski. Now to Brady Eakert. And over to Peterson. Now back into the hands of Sarakowski, who's thinking about driving. 3 minutes to play in the half. It's 17-11. Wausau West. Now a spot-up three just rims out from Jacob Stroik. Again, Stroik, I mean, you want him down low. And here's a pass and a steal for the Evergreens. Coming back the other way is Nick Sarakowski, uncontested. Sarakowski anticipated the pass at half court, cut it off, and went all the way back in. Walsall West was expecting half-court pressure, and Nick Sierakowski said, well, we're not going to play that soft. Walsall West bench not happy with that. They're taking a timeout here. This will be a 30-second timeout as the Sierakowski easy layup off the turnover cuts the lead back down to 4, 17-13. I'm Chris Conley, and we're glad you're with us for Walsall West DC Everest basketball on Fox Sports Radio, sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. Evergreens were outscored 10-5 in the first quarter. And again, still no containment on Taylor Penn, who has 8 of the 17 points scored by Walsall West. Walsall West will have possession out of the timeout. Kyle Nickel came in during the stoppage, and he will inbound to Jacob Rader. Rader's going to walk it up half court. He'll be guarded by Jake Giebert in the front court. Picked up his dribble. Giebert's got to play him a little tighter when he sees that dribble is picked up. Now works around back into the hands of Taylor Penn. Penn thought about driving. Nick Sierakowski cut him off. That's the defensive matchup. And now looking to drive, leaving it for a three. Faking the three is Rader. Rader drives in, misses the layup. Rebound, Riley Peterson. He drove in traffic, had to change his shot, and missed. 2:15 to play until halftime. Evergreens have it. Into Stroik's hand, and now Brady Eckert. Back to Peterson. Peterson looks to drive here. A little bump. He is fouled, and Riley Peterson left his shot short, but he's going to get a pair of free throws here. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. That fouls against Joe Utek. And Riley Peterson, who hit his two free throws earlier, is going to get a pair more. And that one rims out. He'll get one more. Evergreens had a chance to get even and missed a layup in pressure. Walsall West now has their lead cut to 3 as Riley Peterson gets the second of his two free throws. It's 17-14. We'll go under 2 minutes to play in this possession. Walking the ball up here is Rader. Goes over to Noah Deakinson. And now here's a long two from the left side. That rattles out from Jacob Rader. Evergreens get the rebound. Riley Peterson. West is cold from the floor. Only baskets in the second period have come from Taylor Penn. Nick Sierakowski in the corner picks up his dribble, guarded much closer. Sierakowski's got to get rid of it here, and the Evergreens call a timeout. Let's see if they're going to call a 5-second violation first. Now, you know what? The Evergreens wanted the timeout. Coach Corey Heckel saying that he wanted it, but the 5-second call. Sierakowski picked up his dribble. The defender came to him, and he's got 5 seconds to get rid of it, and he didn't. And now the Evergreens don't want the timeout. Senior turned it over. 17-14, and West gets the ball back. Jacob Rader now into the corner to Noah Weakerson. In traffic, spinning is Taylor Penn. That shot was already missed. Rebound comes to David Weir. Check that. The rebound went to Stephen Weir. David's rebounding days are over. Nick Sierakowski's got the ball here. Here's Giebert. Giebert looks to drive. He's cut off along the baseline. Back out to Sierakowski. 108 to play. Back to Giebert and now to Riley Peterson. Peterson didn't even look to shoot there, and he was open for the three. And now we'll go under a minute to play here. It is 17-14. Evergreens have the ball. Nick Sierakowski passed down low to Giebert. Giebert's right on the blocks. Double team, kicked it back out. And Stroik thought about it. Now they've got Weir open from the baseline. He missed. Giebert, offensive rebound for the Evergreens with 40 seconds left. Evergreens get another crack. That's Stephen Weir's first shot from behind the arc. Went off the side of the rim, but his teammate bailed him out. Jake Giebert got the offensive board, and now give and go to Weir. Makes an extra pass, goes out of bounds. Weir was cutting towards the basket. Was trying to make an extra pass in traffic to Giebert. It's knocked out of bounds, last touch by a Walsall West player. And the Evergreens, with a half minute left until halftime, are going to inbound underneath. Nick Sierakowski will trigger in. Evergreens trying to hack into this three-point West lead. Inbounds pass goes down low from Weir to Giebert, and he is fouled. He's going to get a pair of free throws. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Walsall Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Noah Deakerson is called for the foul. And we're going to have a pair of free throws coming up here for Jake Giebert, who hits the first. And we'll get one more. You know, I would imagine that the Walsall West Warriors would feel a little snake bit if they go into the locker room with a lead of just 1, 2, or 3 points. The Evergreens have not played well. They've played down to the level of their opponent here, and Walsall West hasn't played particularly well either. They've been cold from the floor in the second half, second quarter rather. And they've let the Evergreens come back. Gebert misses the second, and it's 17-15. 25 seconds left to play in the half. Walsall West got the rebound. Jacob Torgson is into the front court. Going to hold for one here. Clock is moving. Torgson is pestered by Nick Sierakowski, 30 feet away from the basket. Looks to drive in traffic. Left-handed layup, and Torgson scores. It's a nice basket. Ends a drought for the Warriors. 10 seconds left, and it's 19-15 West. Nick Sierakowski has the ball. 5 seconds. Picks up his dribble. Goes over to Van Grinsven. 2 seconds. Three ball. This would count if it goes, and it's an air ball. Van Grinsven was caught up in the air when he received that pass, and he had to put the shot up with time running out and didn't get anything. So we have reached halftime. Walsall West is led by as many as 8. They lead by 4 at intermission, 19-15. We'll preview our girls' basketball game, look at the hockey playoffs, which begin next week, and we'll review our Valley Conference boys' basketball standings, all at halftime. Back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
In a world where your tires are your only connection to the road, one man, four tires, free air. An epic battle against underinflation, tire damage, and even tire failure. In the ultimate fight for properly inflated tires, the warrior gives his heart, his soul, to keep those he loves safe on the road. Tires will inflate. Money will be saved. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
You've been injured. Do you hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters? Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
It is halftime at the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Best dance team in the state. Put on a clinic today for some of the younger kids. For these look like they're grade school students, and there are 85 of them practicing a routine that they are doing with the best in the state, DC Everest Girls Dance Team. We've got third, fourth, and fifth graders out there. Cute as a button. At halftime, Walsall West leads DC Everest 19-15 as the Evergreens kind of were sleepwalking through that first half. See if Coach Corey Heckle can put a charge into his team. Girls basketball follows. Tip off around 8 o'clock as the Warriors and Evergreens will play. The Everest girls have only one loss in Valley play. They control their own destiny. A win tonight, and they will be Valley Conference champions. We had thought that Walsall West would be their main rival. It turns out that it's Marshfield that's in second place. The Warriors, since the Evergreens beat them back at the West Fieldhouse, have dropped two more games. Walsall West still not mathematically eliminated from a chance to stake a claim for a tie in the Valley Conference, but they will need to win out, and they'll need some help. They need the Evergreens to lose again to Stevens Point next week, and they need Marshfield to drop two games as well. So things not looking all that good for Walsall West, a team that thought that they would be playing for a conference championship in girls basketball earlier. Let's get a look at halftime at our boys basketball standings. The Evergreens come into play tonight in fourth place. They are 4-6 in conference play. Stevens Point is perfect in the Valley, 11-0 and 19-1 overall. Spash looks like a team that could go deep in state. Marshfield is second place, 8-2, so there's still two full games behind Spash, and Marshfield is 13-5 overall. Wisconsin Rapids, which has two wins in the regular season over these DC Evergreens, is 7-4 in third place, and the Red Raiders are 13-7 overall. Then come the Evergreens at 4-6, Walsall East 3-7, then it's Merrill 2-8, Walsall West 1-9, West's only conference win against the Merrill Blue Jays, three games back for these Walsall West Warriors. Going to check our leading scorers now at halftime. We'll start for Walsall West. Taylor Penn, he is the scoring machine for Walsall West. He's the one they look to go to create their offense. Taylor Penn leads all scorers with 8 points. Jacob Tortson has four. Jacob Rader has three for the Warriors. David Seaman and Mason Bednarski have two each. So 19 points in the first half for Walsall West. For the Evergreens, who managed only 5 points in the first quarter and then outscored West 10-9 in the second quarter, Kyle Kurtenbach is the leading scorer with 4 points, all of them from the free throw line. Kurtenbach, though, is going to have his playing time compromised here because Kurtenbach has picked up three fouls. He's the only player in foul trouble. Three for Riley Peterson, and they're all from the free throw line as well. Two each for Nick Sarakowski, two for Grant Grinsman, and 1 point each for Chris Cornish and Jake Giebert. Both of those bigs went 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Evergreens will get the ball first to start the second half with Walsall West leading by 4, 19-15. We'll be back with the start of the second half after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.